Weekdays, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
How we doing, folks? Yet again, here we are, another PJ and Jim podcast, another Glory Days, another step closer to Christmas,
another
PJ.
Another step closer to the absolute tripe. That, here we go. We're nearly there.
Look, I mean,
marching on, presents bought.
Well, there you go. I was just going to say, now, you're going to have to... I'm not sure I know you anymore because, like, you know, in all the years I've known you, you've always been consistent in your grinchery.
Well,
right?
If it makes you feel any better, I'm more miserable than ever, having spent the money I've had to spend.
Okay, that consoles me a little.
The preparation of Christmas this year, that which I've never done before.
That's what I mean. You're shopping ahead of, and it's not even in a garage, you know.
Oh, no,
it's
no,
not,
no.
You're not like just pulling in and getting a thing of briquettes and some lighter fuel for somebody for their Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And stuff. And you're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You did something else as well. It wasn't just the shopping. You did something else the other day that was like Christmas related.
I turned on the lights in Summerhill with Kenny Harrington.
You're literally turning on Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've never enjoyed a Christmas less. I'm literally, you know.
As I say, it consoles me a little bit.
Yeah.
I still think you're changing.
Don't worry, when we get to Christmas Day and you're sitting there looking out the window and it's all done and it's your full reprieve. No, not Christmas Day. Christmas Day is whatever it is. Stephen's Day. And you know that you've all the time off in the world and you're reprieving. You've got a big full belly and a turkey sandwich and a bucket of heroes. And
a bucket of heroes. That's very posh.
Yeah.
That's a very posh bucket of heroes, that is. And I'll have a bucket of heroes.
Yeah, I don't want a jar or a tub. I want a bucket. A bucket of heroes. And, you know, Yvonne is swanning around, whistling her carols in the wind. And you're there with your big happy bollocks on you. No, that I am absolutely on the height of it. Running around, trying to get to know the kids because I haven't seen them in 6 weeks. So everyone's screaming. I'm absolutely penniless because I've been buying shit because I've been panic buying shit. Don't know what else to be doing. And you're amazing, you know. I just look at things and go, right, she'd be happy with a pen. Better buy two jumpers and a hat and a chocolate Santa and a reindeer that sings out his arse and everything. And then you throw 300 quid at a problem. And then you go, now I have to do that for the man, the da.
Unbelievable.
And oh God, right, I got him a bottle of whiskey last time and she told him that I got it for free.
I can't believe you do another one. Inherited now. You've just inherited a load more of extra.
Yeah.
You know, extra present buying.
Yeah. Exactly. And people, I got it down to one. I got it down to one, Jim. For one Christmas. I got it down to one present.
You literally only had Stacey to worry about.
Not even her.
Who?
I never get my sister a present. Who are you talking about? It was just me and Kelly last year.
Oh, you didn't even buy your sister a present.
No, I
never. And she's the only one left. Unbelievable.
I couldn't give a shit. I never do. It's a deal.
I thought that's what you meant.
No, I give my sister a few quid for the kids and we all move on with our lives. You know, no way, you don't be going out shopping for your sister. No one shops for their sister.
Right,
she have about 12 of them.
Fair
You'd be like
point.
Jesus walking around if you were buying presents for all your sisters.
Right.
Okay,
so you had it down to one and now you're back up to a dozen, are you?
Now I'm up to, what is it now? Martha, our sister. Her boyfriend.
I hear you're not going to.
Two kids.
You're not going to do in-laws of your in-laws,
seven.
Are you?
I've seven presents to buy.
In-laws seven. Of your in-laws you're going
to
do.
We'll
what
to,
sort
yeah.
of a lunatic are you?
Oh, I know.
You've changed,
man. I've changed.
You've changed.
I've
it won't
changed.
Be long now before you. I'm going to. This time next year, you'll be coming in here to do the show in a Christmas jumper and all.
And yeah, I'm. You. Ooh, that hurt. That actually hurt. That was a low blow. Do you know what I mean?
That's what's going to happen now.
You really took a slash of me nuggets there with that one, I can tell you that much. That was a low blow. And the thing
Mind you, the weird thing about it is funny though. Like, with you going to the States, right? Like, they're not necessarily... Oh, what am I saying? I was going to say that they won't be as jingly-jangly. Sure, they're worse. They have competitions about decorating their houses and
but
all.
It's only for a day. It's only a day over there. That's the thing. It's not like here. It's not like where you have that weird week of absolute... Like a zombie apocalypse has happened, you know?
Yeah.
The way we do that, it's like COVID happens every single year. Between
just the days between
Christmas Day
and
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we're all walking around, there's zombies out there and all. People are, but they're not eating flesh. They're just groaning because they're full of chocolate bars. And they're, you know, you don't know if there's petrol stations are open. You don't know if shops are open. You don't know what you can buy.
That's
all
my
you know
favorite
is there's a mystery
of
sale. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Chaotic and unpredictable.
No, just nothingness. I love nothingness, the nothingness
yeah.
of it all.
I
it's the only time
it.
I love the nothingness of it all.
I only like nothingness if I'm doing it.
But that's what I'm saying. Because, like, yeah. it's that's the one part where you have no responsibility and you're very, like, generally speaking, nobody wants anything in there. Some people are at work, some people aren't. It's nobody really quite knows. But at least you don't have the expectation of Christmas or New Year. You know what I mean? There's no,
yeah.
you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. The bit in the middle where nobody wants you. That's where I'm happiest.
Well, what a royal pain in the arse that is. I can honestly say it's my least happy week of the entire year. Honestly. Do you know when I enjoyed that week?
What?
When I was in St. Pat's. Away from everything. That was great.
There you go. There's the nothingness I'm talking about.
That was great.
You could have your own little private saint. Oh, well, you can't now, obviously, because you've inherited a lot of extra people in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a silly move. But... But you could have had literally your own private hospital.
Nothing about the breakdown was planned well, you know. In fact, it wasn't planned at all. Fact, I nearly didn't get out of it. But the one thing I will give it credit for was that Christmas. Oh, man.
One of the best ever.
Oh, it was luxurious. It was absolutely luxurious. No carols playing, no weirdos calling in. It was COVID time, so no one could come and call into you, no nothing.
Yeah.
Bars of chocolate being handed out at the bingo. Into your own room, watching telly. You know what I mean? No presents to buy for anyone because you weren't allowed to go to the shops. Oh, Jim.
Heaven.
I tell you something. If only I could be a mental patient again. Oh, I swear to God. You know?
Wow.
Those are the days. Yeah.
So you're going to be, like, at least you're on the right side of the States, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's
like,
right, yeah,
because,
that's true.
Because it's Boston and all that sort of stuff, and they're a bit more, you know, they're a bit more hardline. They're a bit more.
That's true,
you know
it's
I mean?
More brash.
As
yeah.
opposed to, you're probably not going to get the kind of, you know, the stuff of Christmas movies and Oakley Doakley Neighbour.
No,
and,
you won't get that.
You know
no.
what I mean? And people, like, literally just turning their house into Las Vegas
yeah.
with the number of lights and
no,
all.
It won't be as bad as
so
that.
So you'll
it
escape
is still
that.
Boston, yeah. So it's still like, yo, Lloyd, you're having a good time. Go fuck yourself, Harry.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah you
yeah.
too, yeah.
yeah. Merry fucking Christmas to you too, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mind your own business, you piece of cheese. Who calls anyone a piece of cheese? Anyway, you know what I mean? It's me trying to be an American. Imagine like turning up for an audition for a gangster in a movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Joe, that round piece of cheese gave me some, he gave me a bit of hot tamale on the street and I was like, you better be careful or I'm going to give you a cigarino in the ear.
To be honest with you, I mean, based like, on some of the weird gangster names, remember we did that thing, the weird gangster names on the show once. It wouldn't surprise me if there is. Hey, yeah. hey Joey the Cheese, he's been in here. I know he's been in here. I literally saw, where is he?
Yeah.
Tell me where he is. I want to know where Joey
the
Cheese is.
I was talking to Knuckles in the... I was talking
Knuckles.
To Knuckles and Schmo.
Used to live in feckin' Bugsy Malone world.
Yeah. Soap Eyes and Knuckles were in here. And you better tell me what they wanted or you and me is going to have a big problem.
Yeah.
You into some serious lunatic soup, my friend.
Yeah.
You know... I don't know what you say for trouble. What's a good analogy for trouble?
When you come back from Boston, I want some proper
some
Boston
proper
lingo,
stuff.
Right? I don't want people being called big. Oh, yeah, you big ball of cheese. Get out
yeah.
of my face.
Hey, I just bumped into the cold cigar, and that guy is crazy. The cold cigar. What a terrible gangster name. Yeah, yeah. I don't
Unreal.
Know. What would you call someone? I don't know what you call.
But anyway,
gangster.
Listen. So you can go over there. You can brush up on your Boston. Because in fairness, I suspect they couldn't possibly sound as bad as we make them sound.
No, but that's it.
Particularly Kelly.
Well, I'm
fair.
Always doing the Boston accent, going, "Hey, what you talking about?" All this, you know. And Kelly's family listened to this podcast.
No way.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you tell me that before we started talking about it? I'm never going to have to re-edit it.
It's all right. They won't understand their accents unless
right.
we talk like this, and then we're exactly the same.
Talk like a disco. Why did you become Italian there? Yeah. How you doing? Talk like a disco.
What do you think of my Boston accent?
What do you want to make of those eyes?
What's the matter with you?
Hey,
why you looking so sad? Christmas in Boston ain't bad.
So they listen. Yeah. I mean, wow.
They listen to this.
What could they possibly?
And that's the thing. I'm doing the accent and all. And one of the cousins rang Kelly and says, "You better tell that Donald Duck motherfucker that he has to stop." Donald Duck motherfucker. That's what he called me.
Yeah, man. That is brilliant. Yeah, that should have been in Goodfellas. Let me tell you something, right? If you don't tell that fucking Donald Duck motherfucker that, I'm gonna pop a fucking cap in his ass.
I'm gonna smoke him. You're gonna smoke me. What smoke? You roll me up in a joint? Or what is it? No, I'm going to smoke you like boom. Yeah.
By the way, why did...
Razzmatazz from a gun barrel, you know.
We keep doing the... does Kelly ever point out that we keep drifting into New York or something?
She always...
I don't even know the accent I'm doing is from.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. I've got like a couple of American accents, but they're all caricature American accents, you know?
Yeah.
Like there's like New York sort of, yeah, man, you know, that one. And then there's the... You know, there's like...
I don't know if that one even exists.
Yeah. You better watch it. Yep. Whatever that is. And then there's like the Harvey Milk one I got. You know, like, my name is Harvey Milk, and I'm here to salute you. You know, that's I got that one.
You do realize that a lot of those things you do are the same accent with just different voices on them. I can go really high, right, like this. Or I can do this, right?
Totally different regions, Jim. Totally different regions.
That's amazing. It's literally... Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe PJ's breath. Unbelievable. He has... he's a trained actor.
His range.
A trained actor. It's absolutely incredible. He can do all sorts... I mean, America. Yeah. I tell you, he can do high American voices. He can do low American voices.
Not when you go to the middle.
Yeah.
It's really only extreme of one accent that he's
so
on.
So if you can find either an extremely camp activist or a gangster, he is your man.
Right. Or a yokel. I think I can do that. Can I?
No, I can't.
We'll ask.
You can do the kind of like...
Can I do that?
Warm today.
Yeah, warm today.
Warm out yesterday.
My dad showed me how to play the guitar. He didn't even have hands.
I think that might be our best. Yeah. I think that might be our natural position.
That's my natural American match. I should start doing that.
I was in Boston. Oh, what do you think of my Boston accent? Ain't too bad, huh?
That's what you should do when you arrive for Christmas and you arrive into the house. When you come to the airport, you arrive into the house and go, "Hey, Pa.
Hey, Pa. Good to see you. It's been a while.
Yuck.
Yuck, yuck.
Storm coming.
Sure been looking forward to this. Happy Christmas, y'all.
I tell you something. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to pop a cap in the ass of that fucking Donald Duck motherfucker.
Okay, if you shoot me, but can we do a square dance first?
Man.
Yeah, this is great.
You, somebody better record your trip.
I'm going to be like literally just sent out of the house.
Christmas with the... What are they called?
Who?
The people you're going to. The family. What's the family name?
Oh, sorry. I was like, what are they called? I was saying, what do you want their first names? What are you wearing a wire or what?
Yeah.
Is it like
Tell me more about the Donald Duck motherfucker. Tell me more about him.
That Donald Duck.
Is he anything to...
6'10", wears plaid shirts, black hair, smokes a lot of cigars.
Yeah. He's no relation to a cheesy Mazzanello, is he?
Cheesy Meganetti. That motherfucker, I got him.
Say it a bit louder.
Cheesy Meganetti. He's here. I found him.
No.
Witness protection program.
I mean, what's their surname?
The Doolin. The Doolins.
Right. I think Christmas at the Doolins is going to be, that's a potential TV movie in the future.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's
going to be like Meet the Parents. It is going to be like Ben Stiller, you know.
I
can see your dad, they're going, I got nipples, PJ. Can you milk me? It'd be like that. Won't it? It'll be like that.
Yeah. As long as you bring the cousin with the Donald Duck motherfucker in, as long as he's there, that's all that matters.
I'll just keep trying to
win. He's going to win the day.
Yeah. I think it's a woman. I think it's a woman.
That's better.
Yeah, it was a woman that said it. I think her name is Carly. She was like, you better tell that Donald Duck motherfucker that he better shut his face. You know, I think it was a woman.
Oh my God. By the way, Carly, I just wanted to say that I'm completely I've told PJ many times that he should stop, you know, ridiculing your wonderful accents over there in the United States of America.
He's literally been shiting on out of him to say it was me all the time and everything like that. Yeah.
Listen, I think we better get out of here quick.
Like a roundwood cowboy from Boston.
Storm coming.
Storms are coming to Boston.
Right, let's give you a few of the best bits from during the week on the show. Actually, lingo formed a bit of a part of it because we were learning some new lingo. So because, you know, we do try, despite our advancing years, we do try to stay hip and trendy.
Stay with it, you know.
And on the zeitgeist of the young folk. Of the world.
Yeah.
So
you crazy cats, y'all better know we haven't lost no slick willies yet.
So on the basis that Riz was announced as the word of the year or something, was it the word of the year or?
Yeah, the word of the year. Sorry, I had to drink water. I had a sausage roll earlier and I've had a burns, kill me. So Riz, it's one of the it's the word of the year, but and it's like where it comes from, what is it?
Yeah, so we were having a chat about that, and also then and pet names came into it. Now, not as in dogs and cats and stuff, but for your, you know, for your beloved, those kind of little, you know, sweetheart type names. In fact, sweetheart was one of them, wasn't it?
Sweetheart was one of them. Yeah. Now you got to be careful with ones you choose. Like, you know, if you call your girlfriend Cat Weasel or something, it's going to cause a problem.
Yeah.
This is what that's about.
Exactly. Or if you call her Donald Duck. Also, that didn't make the list, strangely.
Strangely,
there you
I don't
go.
Know, yeah.
There you go. Now, again, on the somewhat on the relationship front or whatever, the subject of nose hair did raise its its briary face because we had a discussion about the difficulties.
Yeah,
it's the underestimated. It's one of the great unspoken. Pandemics of the world.
It is. And honestly, we still haven't got an answer to this. So if you wouldn't mind please listening and then interacting with some information, we'd
exactly.
appreciate it.
And by the way, just to point out that we did on the show establish that women suffer from this as much as men.
Mm, they just hide it a lot better.
Exactly. And then, obviously, as you know, we have a great tradition on this show that is losing. We have a great tradition of losing on this show.
And once again, we get to celebrate another loss. And I love the way Jim says we have a tradition of losing, when essentially the story that you're going to hear is all about me losing. Again.
My favourite. Have a listen.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
I hope your friends that caused the turkey disaster has a bit of riz about them, though.
A bit of
that's
what?
I said, a bit of riz.
Oh,
yeah.
Riz.
Hope they got a bit of riz in their business, in their business, or whatever, in their biz. A bit of riz in their
what
biz.
What are you talking
hey,
about?
Hey, I'm being hip, if you don't mind. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's the word of the year. Riz is the Oxford 2023 word of the year, seeing off a lot of rivals such as Swifty and de-influencing.
Swifty was in with a shout.
Yeah, Swifty as in.
Does it mean it's what I think it means?
No, it doesn't. A Swifty is a Taylor Swift fan.
Oh.
I know what you're thinking. You're
thinking, thought it was a quick point.
Yeah, I know you did.
Always drink responsibly.
Because you're 172 years old. You don't got the riz I got, y'all. Don't
sorry,
you know?
Yeah.
De-influencing. I actually don't know what that means at all. But riz is the word. It basically means, like it's short for charisma. You know, so there is. So you're kind of, you have an attractive personality. You see, you know, you sort of walk into a room and it lights up a little bit. Members of the opposite persuasion can be attracted to your persuasion. Members of the same persuasion in a lot of cases, but
having the riz is a really good thing.
Having the riz, yeah. And then I was saying this to Jim earlier, and he just goes, "Yeah, you know, charm and charisma are two totally different things." I was like. They're not.
Look, I just passed on a piece of information.
Right. You were right. Yeah. I looked it up in the
dictionary. Now, I can't claim responsibility for... I can't claim ownership of this particular thing because I did hear it from... And I don't want to mention it, really, because I don't want you to be offended. But as well as listening to your book, which is very, very good, by the way, I encourage everybody out there to buy a copy of your book one way or the other.
It's full of riz.
I also did listen to Jimmy Carr's book.
Oh, yeah.
And that was very good as well. Not as good as yours, obviously.
Of course not.
A lot more informative and
what's
helpful.
He ever
but
done?
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
But it was in that that I heard that charm and charisma are two totally different things.
So charm is a quality that makes somebody attractive, apparently. Commonly associated with someone's friendliness or their personality or their wit, their sense of humour, I suppose.
Yeah.
Whereas charisma, they say, is a more powerful force. It's a quality that makes someone feel or seem larger than life. Magnetic. And inspiring.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say to the charming Mr. McCabe.
Exactly. See, you're the one with charisma. People are drawn to you. Whereas I'm the one who has to be charming all the time just to get by in life.
Yeah. It's a good dynamic.
The charisma.
Is it? Yeah.
And the charm.
Well, yeah, because it's very, in fact, it's a very good example of the way the workload distribution is here. You
is
sit
it?
There and things just come to you, whereas I have to actively do things.
Yeah, to bring
so
them to us.
You have charisma.
You're a provider.
You just sit there and it all happens to you.
You're a provider, Jim.
I have charm. I have to go out there and actually try and, you know, be nice to people just to earn a crust.
You're the blue collar of the situation. You're keeping the whole machine going. I'm more of an ideas guy.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Pet names are a big thing, you know. People are still using them all the time, and most people have pet names for their loved one in one way or another.
Mm.
Most people do, even if they don't admit it, most people do.
Yeah.
You know.
But the official top 10.
But the official top 10, it's all the ones you'd expect. Hun and Sweetheart and Queen and Sweetie and Angel is there.
Sweetheart and Sweetie?
Yeah. Hello, Sweetie.
It does sound a little bit...
It's a bit from another time.
It is a little bit. It's a bit sort of, you know, trilby hats and...
Yeah, it is a bit, isn't it? I was talking to my friend...
Here's looking at you, Sweetie.
Yeah, my friend Clint says he's kind of sweet on you. Oh my God, that was a real different thing.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, babe, bestie. Bestie, I don't think you get away with bestie in a relationship now.
Why not?
It's too...
Aren't you supposed to be with your best friend?
Yeah, I know, but that's not supposed to be the way it is. You know, like, as Eric Lawler says, I married my best friend, but because, you know, it wasn't me. I ruined his joke. Really? But bestie, it's one step removed.
By the way,
I
Eric
think.
Is way funnier than that, and tickets are available now for his show.
Yeah, they are, actually. Where he'll deliver the joke well.
Properly.
Unlike me.
If you'd like to hear that joke done properly, visit Eric Lawler.
Not one to steal his material. He can do it himself much better than that. And
wow.
Darling, of course, is actually number one. Darling. I don't know anyone that says that word in that.
Again.
It's very...
It's a bit Austin Powers. Hello, darling.
It is. Good morning, darling.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, our darling sounds like something that, you know, out of Mrs. Bouquet or something.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit... Yes. Yeah. Thank you, darling, for that.
It is.
Can I get you a
bit formal?
Can I get you your slippers? That would be wonderful, darling. Thank you.
Yeah, it is a bit formal, isn't it? Hello, darling. How was your day?
Yeah.
I was talking to the insufferable Mr. McCabe as I was working today, and he said, yeah, you know.
Oh, insufferable we are now.
I'm just, it's a hypothetical situation.
Gary has pointed out that he calls his better half Face.
Are they Face?
Yeah, but it's short for Face Ache, which is not. Ken, not sure that's...
I do love that in Dublin. I know someone who calls his other half Fish Face, and that's his kind of word. And
yeah, but that's a very unique pet name for, like, between them. It's personal.
Yeah, yeah.
I assume
Fish Face, yeah.
They take it well.
Yeah, they do. I took a while.
Is there a reason?
Yeah, because she's always got her mouth open.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's not because she got the lips done or anything.
No, literally, oh, right. Just because she has the mouth. Her fish face
right. Predates
Botox, actually.
Somebody wants to know, does your great hairy gobshite make the list?
Does, definitely. If
as
your
a,
fella,
as a pet name.
It does. If that's like that, like fish face, sometimes we have terms of sort of moderate abuse that become kind of terms of affection almost.
Yeah.
They? Like term of endearment.
Yeah.
So if you look at your fella and you say, ah, you big, dirty old gorilla, yeah. Look at you big lump of a hairy ball. I love you to bits. Smell of cheese off you and everything. Come here and give us an old cuddle, you bleeding animal.
Glory days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. You grow a few hairs out of your head, out of your wrong parts of your face. And then you start thinking you're out of touch. You're not always out of touch. Nah, you still got some riz and all that business
riz.
Going on.
You love
on.
That. You can't stop using that riz
I mean to it since yesterday.
You're trying to be down with the kids.
Hey,
it's too late for you, buddy.
Just because I have uncontrollable hair coming from my nose. And
but that's what
way,
I was just going to say. That you can't, you're not even allowed to use riz by virtue of the fact you've got excessive nose hair.
I don't think that's the truth. I don't think that's the truth.
That is a sign.
It isn't a sign of that. It's a sign of a terrible appliances that don't do what they're supposed to do.
I concur.
We've had this conversation many times before. Nasal hair trimmers, they don't work. It's bad advertising.
Yeah.
They make noise, they don't work. It's like buying a Hoover that won't suck or buying a hedge trimmer that won't clip.
Mm.
They don't work.
Yeah.
None of them.
They're so I don't know whether they're so preoccupied with the safety thing that all they do is they just move the hair around in your nose.
They make that noise.
They just move it around. Like, you can't, it won't cut the bloom and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't cut. You'd
never put up with that with a razor.
Not at all.
You'd be back complaining. But this with nose hair trimmers, for some reason.
There were like three spiders' legs hanging out of my nose, right? And I was like, right, I have a brand new yoke. Stuck a battery and all in it, right? And that should have been a sign. You shouldn't have to use manual batteries anymore. What is it, 1953? I don't know. Anyway, stuck the battery and all in it. Moved it around. Like, and I mean, I moved it around.
Yeah.
I bounced off my brain and my teeth were rattling. Pulled it out. Four hairs were sticking out of my nose. I unrooted another one.
Wow.
It didn't clip any of them.
So you basically just untangled your nose hair.
I untangled them. And then I got another, a plug-in one. And I spent about 55 quid in it. I done the €20 one, the €30 one. This is like a hedge clippers. I meant a hair clippers.
And I get slagged for being hairy. PJ uses a hedge trimmer for his nose.
No.
And I'm the one that gets the slagging.
That was a slip of the tongue. Anyway, so I like a hair clippers.
Right.
And you charge that one in all property.
How do you get a hair clippers up your nose?
Because there's an adapter on the top of it. Right,
and a
tubular adapter that you put up instead.
I was going to say, how wide are your nostrils, man?
Yeah, imagine I'm pulling it apart and everything. Sticking it up there. Like, I'll be there at the lawnmower going and doing piggy nose, trying to get close to the blades.
Having to put lights up there and everything.
Yeah. Going to the dentist and all. You wouldn't just clean them out, would you? Even that is, you can hear zaps, but it's not doing anything. There's no such thing as an operational nose trimmers.
You want to use a tweezer. But should then you just, like, that's eye watering. Individually pulling hairs out of your nose that's just eye watering.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sore.
It's sore, and that's not exactly attractive. I mean, I'm holding on for the last vestments of sort of decency.
Yeah.
So I'm not just like doing piggy nose with a tweezers pulling things out.
Yeah.
Surely we've got. You know, we've got aeroplanes and all in the world.
And we can't... I mean,
surely we can clip nose hair.
Remember we had our ears waxed?
Ear hairs is bad.
We had them waxed?
That was the worst thing that ever happened.
No, that was brilliant. That was that was fantastic.
It's brilliant for you. She did it wrong with me, do you remember? And she pulled it out and all the skin from inside my nose came out on the top of the thing. And I couldn't breathe then properly. I had to close my nose to breathe in the cold air. That was awful.
Oh, very entertaining, though. Very entertaining.
And the ball coming out there with all the hair stuck. Oh, gee, it was disgusting. Yeah. I tell you, imagine...
This is a very age-specific conversation,
certainly is,
isn't it?
Yeah. You wouldn't get this on 2FM, yeah? All them trying to be cool flutes over there.
You wouldn't get lads who genuinely use the word riz talking about this, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Go on over there if you want. This is where the grown-up conversation happens.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Off to an absolutely flying start. Of course, what a start to a Thursday. A record-breaking success on the celebrity birthday game.
Five today. Five. Never been done before.
Five correct
answers.
You
don't mind me blowing smoke up my own chew-woo-woo.
And already success, you know, people have been winning. We've had a sausage roll morning.
Yes.
It's been fantastic. And the thing about it is, right, that we have said that, you know, we hope we can keep this winning roll going. You know, we had a winner yesterday with the Radio Nova Naughty Elf on this very show. We gave away the €1,000.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's winning except for me.
To the two Martins. And that's what I'm saying. It'd be great. Just, you know, we seem to be just on a constant winning thing, don't we?
Well, we do.
It just seems to be that sort of
at
the moment.
Well, it's nice to win something, even if it is the birthday game, because actually, I don't know where you're getting the constant winning. If anything, it's been a constant churning out of losses for me. All the when you think about it, we've never been nominated for more things than we have this year. Well, actually, no, I'm not even going to include Jim, because I've been trying to win, so he's already won something. I've never won anything. And
come on, there's no need for that
so
now.
There was the Radio Awards this year.
Look, that's what great teams do. They win together. They lose together.
Well, I lost on my own again yesterday. So there you go. I didn't see you there when I was losing. We lost the radio awards this year.
That's right. We lost two of them.
We lost two of them. We lost in the podcast awards.
We did.
I lost in the book awards.
Yes.
Yeah. And then yesterday I lost in the mental health awards. I couldn't even win a breakdown competition. I literally lost a breakdown competition.
You lost.
I lost
in the mental health awards.
In the mental health awards, yes.
What do you have to do? You just have to have mental health. Do you?
I thought if I have anything nailed, it's not functioning as a human for a little while.
Yeah.
And I lost yesterday.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I got a nice dinner now and everything.
To think of the effort you went to even be given to be nominated.
I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Like, that's dedication, buddy.
Oh, you know what I mean? Tell me about it.
Like, you gave away about 6 months of your life there.
Gave away 6 months of my life. And by the way,
there's people who've gone to the Olympics have done less than you, man.
I know.
This is incredible.
I was literally in a training camp.
Did you get a podium finish?
No, I got nothing.
Oh, Lord.
I was in a training camp. I was in a mental hospital every day. I still lost in the mental health awards.
Crazy.
And Jim
Sorry,
McCabe,
I shouldn't use that word. That was the wrong
crazy,
word.
Crazy, he says. Sorry. Crazy.
Sorry, slip of the tongue. Terrible, I meant. Awful. Shocking.
Jim McCabe, who did stand-up for one day, won an award for it. I did it for 25 years.
Come on, it was a show award. We were all in it together.
It's your name.
You were my mentor.
You're such a bag of spoofs. Do you know that? My name isn't even on it.
Just something. No wonder that people don't give you what. You don't even take praise. I'm trying to console you here.
Of course I can't take praise. It was for you. It was your praise.
Anyway.
That's like saying you lost the award yesterday. You weren't even there.
I'm just saying, yeah, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I lost again.
Making
up the numbers all year.
I mean, out of curiosity, could you see where it went wrong? I mean, I don't want you to get, you know,
my God.
I don't want you to betray any confidences, but in terms of who won it.
Yeah, she was great, in fairness, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you come away from it thinking, right, that's a learning experience there.
No, I didn't.
I know for next year.
I know for my next breakdown, yeah? Next time I have it, I'll document it better.
Right.
Or something like that, yeah?
Is that the key to it, yeah?
I don't know. I think the woman that won it, in fairness to her, yeah, she does podcasts about this type of thing all the time. She's regular documents. She's, you know, she's very good and everything. And, she knew what she was at and everything. But I thought I knew what I wasn't at. I thought that was the point.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was the point.
Was there one of those descriptions that tells you kind of what the award is awarded for?
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah, it was Audience Choice Award. So I was nominated.
So out of all the people with potentially suspect mental health, you weren't the most popular.
The most popular person.
That's terrible. I mean, like, come on. It shouldn't be a popularity contest. You know.
Well, if it's not a popularity contest, why are you asking people to vote? That's what I always say. You know what, people, politics isn't a popularity contest. It's literally a popularity contest.
Right.
People have to vote for you. You have to be popular.
And did
Turns
anybody,
out I'm not.
Did anybody consider losing a mental health award, what the effect it would have on your mental health might be?
Well, it seems to have cheered you right up.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Right, there you go, folks. A little bit of stuff from during the week that we cobbled together.
It's all there.
I could try and lie and say that we put a lot of thought into compiling the best bits, but the truth is that it was literally, can anybody remember what happened during the week and whatever, the first four things to come to mind.
Normally I have notes now, in fairness, I do. Normally I have notes, but Jim came in, I can't even remember the name of the man, but John came in this week and says, what have you got in your notes? You know, I was like, oh, I forgot to take them. He was like, right, shall we just go with what I have here? And he's dead right, that's what we do.
Yeah, I think in fact, because once again, we've come back to your brilliant acting and accents, I think we should probably leave it there, really.
Probably, and saying, you see, that's not what John sounds like at all. Really?
Yeah, no, he sounds like a
Donald. He sounds like this, right? Hey!
He sounds like a Donald Duck, motherfucker.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.